on the show where you can find help and hope. And with us on the board today, we have Ed. How you doing, Ed?
It's Friday.
It's a gorgeous day today, though.
It is, because that pollen is still hanging around.
I mean, you still got the pollen
on
your
eyes. Everybody's saying this is probably one of the worst years in
That's what I hear from
memory.
A lot of people.
Yeah. I mean, these last few years have been very mild, but this year, you know, there's two family of oak trees, and they're both blooming at the same time, and we've just not had enough rain.
Yeah.
The seedlings have fallen, but they're still getting stirred up with the wind. And
my girlfriend says she can shovel it in her driveway.
I know. It's not you write your name on the back of your car.
It's still better than
Fingers
snow,
all yellow.
Though. It's still better than snow. And we do not have Lynn Thornley, my co-host, my best friend, and my sidekick, not psychic, on the show today because she's still having some oral issues, dental issues, and she has some guests in from out of town, so hopefully she'll be back next week. But with me, I have my friend Michelle Lowak. How are you today?
I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad you're here, and we're going to talk to Michelle the bottom half of the show about her new company and about Hearts and Hope and about a lot of the fabulous things that are going on. But the first thing I want to do is I want to give a shout-out to our newest listeners. We have Mariella in Tampa, Cece in Largo, and Janie in St. Pete. And like I say, there's always plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table for more listeners, whether you listen live when we're on the radio, or on YouTube, or on Facebook, or on my website, or wherever they'll have me. Because, you know, my mission is to try to make your caregiving journey a little bit easier. And I think the most important way and the easiest way to do that is to get an education. Is to get an education and build your tribe. Build your care team so that you don't have to do it alone. So we have a guest that's going to be calling in a little bit. Her name is Tanya Straka, and she's a family caregiver advocate, accountability coach, author, and speaker. She's passionate about helping caregivers remain accountable to themselves. And she has a book called The 6 Life Hacks for Family Caregivers, Be Your Own Coach and Beat Burnout. And she gives strategies for caregivers, which we all need strategies. We all have to learn. You know how it goes, Michelle.
Yeah.
You learn one little thing at a time, and one little thing. And it's great when you can learn from people that have already had the experience.
Yep.
Because it can cut out a lot of a lot of stuff in between that you don't have to deal with when you know how to approach a situation.
Reinvent the wheel. Yeah.
It's a whole big deal. And she also has a virtual Caregivers Thrive Cafe, which I'm sure she'll tell you a little bit about that. And I'm also very excited to say that she is part of the next Connecting Caregivers Conference.
Tell us about that conference.
So excited. So it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Totally virtual for caregivers. We will be opening up registration on April 1st. You can go to ConnectingCaregiversConference.com. Totally free to caregivers. Thank God for our wonderful sponsors and partners, which you'll see a lot of information about them on the website, too. And like I said, Tanya is going to be speaking that the first day, Tuesday, May 2nd, at 3 p.m., the ultimate in self-care for the caregiver. So we'll have some time to chat with her today, but you'll get to hear a whole lot more from her at the conference, too. So I'm very excited about that. We have Dr. Kate McCarty back.
That's awesome.
And she's the prescription for survival for the silent patient, well-being and resilience despite the diagnosis. And Kate's an elder person who's living with this.
Yep.
So she just spoke at Arden Courts a couple weeks ago. I went to see her. She's always fabulous. Always, but I say when you hear from someone who has had the experience, it makes a whole different story. So, Ed, do we have Tanya on the line?
Yes.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing great, thank you. Thank you, Linda.
So glad to have you here. So you heard me give you a little introduction?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure it was great. I'm sure my introduction was fabulous.
It was fabulous.
It was. All true.
So, Tanya, tell us a little bit about your journey and how you even got to be doing what you're doing.
Okay. So, you know, I got a call from a headhunter. I was looking for a job, and the job was in New York. I was living in Georgia. And I thought, well, this will be great. I'll take the job in New York. I'll help my mother age in place. I'll help her write some checks. You know, I'll drive her to the store. that's how I was called to the caregiver journey, was thinking that I was just going to be her daughter. And turned out that she was in a much deeper level of cognitive decline, you know, so she was able to cover that up in the phone call.
Yeah, oh, you know? Yeah, they can fake it really good.
Yeah.
For 10 minutes,
so
yeah.
I got here and I went, oh, no.
Yeah.
I can't do this. So that was my entry. So for the next 6 years, it was caring for her and doing my job, and it got harder and harder. And then she had the first stroke, and then she had the second stroke. And after the second one, I was like, I'm done. This is it.
Wow.
I have to do something totally different. I stepped into the role full time, and that's where my life really changed.
Yeah.
For the better. So it got really bad before it got really great, but it did get really, really great.
It does get really, really great. You know, I had some difficult caregiving experiences, but things today are really, really great, and I'm happy about that. And I'm happy that I can share with other caregivers, because I always say your caregiving experience can be the most horrific experience of your life or close to beautiful, depending on how you handle it.
Yeah. And that's part of my message. I have a good friend. And 20 years after her mom passed, because it's the most important thing she ever did, really. But she would still, and to this day, she still says things like, back in corporate, because there's a part of her that doesn't feel that, you know, by affirming, by looking for a validation from a job,
yeah,
as it was her life meaningful, she was still kind of still saying, I really didn't accomplish what I seek to accomplish. I had other friends who cared for their parents, and their lives went on to be fabulous. And I was like, I want to be like them. You know? Like, they're all still my friends, but what can I do so that I'm having that experience of my life is growing and progressing, as opposed to still saying, it was a good thing that I cared for my mom, but, you know, my life stopped. My life was on
right.
hold, and I never quite got it back on track.
Yeah, I see that happen all the time. Yeah. It's hard, and especially since we've had, you know, a couple of years of COVID, that has really hurt a lot of people. So, you know, we were talking, when I last spoke to you, we spoke a little bit about respite, and you say that respite will not help you beat burnout. Why not?
So, I see respite, well, self-care activities are things that you do to take yourself away from the task of caregiving, so that you can kind of refuel. I see that like putting gas in your car.
Right.
You know, so you step away and you get refueled and you come back, you have that energy to continue along with the task. However, if you're carrying around a feeling that this, you know, I don't have a sense of ease that caregiving has taken over my life.
Right.
You kind of take that energy into any and everything. And you can't you can't go away and come back, because then you go away and you come back and you're still carrying out your caregiving duties, but part of you is still saying, well, I, like for me, it was I had that fancy job with that fancy title and I had
right.
money and I don't have those, like, if I,
who
if
am
I had those conversations still coming in, it's identity. So
yeah.
I think that my burnout came from fear about not having an identity as a professional.
Wow.
And once I shifted that, and I did, so, you know, I called myself a master caregiver, you know.
A master caregiver.
Oh, yeah. I just, you know, when I decided that I was going to be home and I was going to be doing this nursing kind of care, I kind of like, I have this image of myself as superwoman with my hands akimbo going, I'm a master caregiver.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a trustee and I'm a lawyer and I'm a financial wizard
and a cook and a chauffeur and a
right. And I didn't care. Every people would say to me, "Oh, you're a nice daughter," and I go, no, I'm not, inside I'm going. And so I didn't care if anybody saw me that way.
Mm-hmm.
That was my story, and I stuck with it. I call myself, I'm a master caregiver. That's why I get up at 2:00 in the morning to change underpants, because
yeah.
I know.
Because I'm just so good at it.
I can do it better than anyone else.
Yeah, that's what Michelle just said. You know, I when I speak to some of my caregivers in the support group, I'm like, believe me, you're not the only one that can take garbage out. You're not the only one that can go food shopping or mow the lawn or whatever. And I said, as much as you think that you're the bomb caregiver, many times your loved one is looking at you and under their breath they're saying, could you please go away?
Get out. Leave me alone. Go get happy.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, it is. Well, I was fortunate. My mom was a phasic, so she's living with dementia. She's a phasic. And, you know, she'd see me running around the house, and she'd be cracking up in front of the, I'd have old I Love Lucy things running, you know, on YouTube. And she would pat the seat next to her and say, come here and sit down and laugh with me. And I'm like, we never grew up, we never sat and watched television, and we never laughed together. And I was just like, this is so good, you know.
It
my mother's learning how to sit and laugh, and I'm learning that, what the hell, I should be sitting down laughing with her. And
Exactly. It's so important. So talk about the caregiver hero journey. What is that?
So I think, so my caregiving experience went from good to great once I got into the, I took it on full time, understood that this is what I was going to do, and I turned my image. But the day that I realized that I was not a caregiver because my mother's life had changed, I actually co-created this with her so that my life could change. I became a happier person by overcoming all of the challenges that I had come, that, you know, caregiving taught me to be more patient, to have a stronger mindset. You know, I used the time to become a better person. And when I realized that this was my journey to become a better person, you know, somebody else might go through overcoming cancer. Somebody else might,
a car accident,
you know,
or whatever,
be a near-death experience, car accident, this was mine. This was mine.
What a way to look at it, though. I mean, what a different perspective. That changes everything.
That day changed everything. And I just went, oh, this is... But then, I went and I looked it up, you know, went back to Joseph Campbell. And what I didn't fully appreciate at the time was that the journey is you're called to a mission, and then you go into a mythical world. Caregiving is a mythical world. Doctors, hospitals, emergency rooms, you know, all kinds of things, right? Family dynamics. Then after you achieve the mission, you have to find your way home. And your way to your home, so you have this new wisdom. You're going to share it. But the way home is filled with challenges. It's not over when the mission is over.
Well, you know, it's very funny. Recently, I was having, in January, I was having a chat with, I think it was the journaling workshop. And I was like, you know, everybody talks about in January, goals. And they all look at me like, what are you, crazy, Linda? I can't. And
I said, to get out of bed.
Yeah, I said, you know what I wanted you to do before you even think about any new goals? Is I want you to sit down for a little while and write down everything that you accomplished this past year. And all of a sudden, they're like, woohoo!
Wow.
I'm patting myself on the back a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. I called it, I actually ran some workshops this year for caregivers, and I called it visionating.
Oh, I love that name.
Because I want you to visionate. I want you to carry into the cells of your body these pictures of what you, because what I decided, you know, so what I did was I called it my triple brand caregiving strategy. I said, okay, what do I want? Like, I know what my mother was like in her life. I know what she would have wanted. She liked to help people.
Yeah.
So like, if I think of her not as somebody with a disability, blah, 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 like what, how can she continue to do what she would love to do in her life? So I came up with a goal for her. Then I came up with a goal for me. And then I came up with a goal for our life. What did I want our life to be together? And I decided lots of laughter.
Oh, so yeah, that's a good choice for me.
Yeah.
That's a really good choice for me, because some things you just better laugh about it or you're going to cry.
So I decided we had to laugh. I wanted to do lots of laughing. We did so much Disney. We did so much Disney on YouTube. It was just, you know, because Disney, it's all about the girls, you know, you know, Frozen and songs and stuff. So we did a lot of that. But I also decided that I also set goals for myself that had nothing to do with caregiving, so that all of these things were moving forward. But I...
But you still had a sense of self.
A sense of self, but I decided, how did I want life to feel? So I was like, well, I love the feeling of Coney Island at night, and I love that feeling. And I wanted that feeling. And that is what I was trying to create for myself. And so I call it visionating. So it's not just like, well, I want to do this. I was like, I want life to feel good. Because let me tell you, the first six, what, my first 6 years of caregiving did not feel good.
Yeah.
So I wanted the next whatever.
And when you're spending your final years or whatever with your loved one, don't you want it to be joyful? Mm-hmm. Don't you want it to be happy? You know, I spoke to a caregiver recently, and her grandma lives with her uncle, and she's like, oh, my uncle's stealing her money, and all this, and all that, and everything. I don't care anything about the money. And the carpets are clean, dirty when I go over there, and blah, he makes me nuts. For like a half hour, she's telling me all this stuff. So I said, honey, I have a suggestion that you only go visit your grandma when he's not there. Or perhaps take your grandma out somewhere. And the best thing is, since you told me you don't worry, not worry about no money, nothing, get the carpets cleaned.
Yeah, clean the carpets.
Deliver
some food.
Because her grandma's like 98 years old. Do you want the last days of her life or whatever to feel your frustration? You know?
Yeah.
I said, hold her hand.
Yeah. And if that one thing makes you happy, you know, then just do that one thing, because that really is the key. I want that carpet to be clean. It's just, you got to find those little, I know I'm talking with such excitement, because it's like, but it wasn't, I mean, it was so isolating, and it was hard, and my mother had hard days, and it was painful. I'm not all of that stuff was there, but get the carpet clean. I love that. Like, just do that one thing. Makes you happy every time you walk in.
Oh, yeah, what's the big deal?
Happy.
Yeah, sometimes we make a big deal about stuff that is not a big deal at all. It's okay when you make a big deal about big deal stuff, but we don't have to do it about everything.
About everything. And I think that I really worked on my mindset. So I wrote a book, and I'm trying to think, wow, I don't remember what it feels like. I write through all the things that were annoying me and how I decided. But I don't even remember what that feels like. So for me, it was like, so I learned so much about myself and made this such an important aspect of my life. My mom has now passed, she's now transitioned, and I have taken so much that I now apply to everything else that I do in my life.
100%.
Yeah.
And that was really intentional. And that's what I want for every family caregiver to consider. It could be different.
Can be different.
And that's what, just start from there. It could be.
Yeah.
And go from there. Yeah.
So Tanya, what's the last thing you want our listeners to hear from you today?
I want them to, you know, to know that as a caregiver, part of your role is to, you know, the Maslow hierarchy of needs, you know, safety, independence, love and belonging, self-action, blah, blah, blah. It's to make it your business, but to not assume that caregiving should satisfy your life.
Right.
You have to get your human basic need to be met.
Yes.
And that's your responsibility to do that, or else you can't really you can't be a great caregiver, because they feel your energy.
Amen. I tell my caregivers, if you don't take care of yourself and find your self-worth and everything, you're doing an injustice to your loved one.
Yeah.
And they go, oh my goodness, okay.
That's And some caregivers need to hear that more than one or 25 times.
Yes, some do. And so Tanya's book is The Six Life Hacks for Family Caregivers. Be your own coach and beat burnout. And you can find her at TanyaStrega.com. All the information will be in the show. And you must register starting April 1st for the Connecting Caregivers Conference. And then you'll get a whole hour with Tanya.
How do you register for that conference again?
ConnectingCaregiversConference.com. It'll be up and running April 1st.
That's awesome.
All right, my friend. Thanks so much for being with us today, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
Have a delicious day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Now it's time to hear from our wonderful partner, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the TanTalk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit AssistingHands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Sean W. Scott has been practicing elder law and qualifying clients for Medicaid for over 30 years. While his practice is in all areas of estate planning, such as durable power of attorney, healthcare surrogates, and wills, he also prides himself on having a 100% accuracy rate on getting clients approved for Medicaid. Why Medicaid, you may ask? Do you want to pay up to $16,000 a month for a nursing home should the time come? Obviously, no one wants to have to endure this cost. So, even though you may have planned well for retirement, the reality is, things happen. Planning ahead is never too soon. You need to make sure your income and assets are protected so that you can take care of you and your loved ones. Florida law is very specific on how and what is protected and how to protect it. Give Sean a call. He can help. 727-539-0181. That's 727-539-0181.
This is the TanTalk Radio Network.
Hey, and we're back. That was fabulous, you know, how she just presented things and what a different way to look at it. Envisionating, I just love that. I love that word. So, Michelle, you and I are involved in a big concert that's coming around on Sunday.
Yes.
Hearts and Hope. So tell our listeners about Hearts and Hope and what they can expect if they come on Sunday.
When they come.
Yes. Oh, and explain to them how it's part of BLS and everything. Okay.
So Hearts and Hope is the fundraising arm of BLS under the umbrella for our Area Agency on Aging, and it's chaired by Sherry Gruden.
God bless Sherry.
Who knows nobody in the music industry, but she still struggles through. She's out of this world. Amazing. She arranged again this year at Bayboro Brewery to have the live event. And it will not be live streamed. It'll all be hands-on right there at the brewer, starting at 11 o'clock on Sunday. You can go to mytbtickets.com to get your tickets. And I believe there might be still some of the VIP tickets left, which blows me away.
I'm not too sure about that, but they can look.
So I could be wrong.
Right,
so
they can look.
Everybody's a VIP, in my opinion.
Yes.
And you want to be able to wander, so you're going to come in. We'll be there early to get everything set up. There's going to be some door prizes. Lots of ways that you can...
Raffle tickets you can buy for great baskets.
And,
you
know,
it's like $250 value and up, so it's not... You're going to go in there and get, you know, the $3 bottle of wine from wherever, which is really good. But explain to our listeners what BLS is and how Hearts and Hope in raising this money helps the community.
So BLS stands for Better Living for Seniors. It's a nonprofit arm of Area Agency on Aging, and everybody who is a member, in theory, works to elevate the lives of seniors. All the money that is raised at Hearts and Hope goes right back here into the community here in Pinellas County to serve seniors, and it happens immediately. It's not something that goes into a trust fund.
It's sitting around.
Yeah, that sits around that, you know, next year we may spend the money. It's an immediate thing. So it benefits seniors immediately. Anything from I believe the majority of it has gone towards food.
Yeah.
Which you think, food, really? But yeah.
How many people need food?
So many
people. You have no idea.
That are in need of, where is the next meal going to come from?
Yeah.
And people say, well, you know, we got food pantries. And we do. And if you can get out to a food pantry, that's one thing. But if it's 95 degrees out and you don't drive.
Right.
You
what
may
you
not
do? You
go
may not
to
be
a food
eating.
Pantry. Correct. You might be deciding, do I do my medicine? Do I do my food? Do I do neither? Do I shut down and stay in my bed? And that's the reality for a lot of seniors. So
yeah, but you know, they've been able to help so many people.
Oh,
it's so amazing. I love being in this Tampa Bay community where professionals want to make a difference.
Absolutely.
You know, and everybody, tell us about some of the bands that are going
to
be there tomorrow, because that's just like off
so
the wall crazy.
I just happen to have a list of those.
Good, because
yeah.
I don't.
I wrote it in big font.
Good.
Rock Riley, who's a national TV host. And radio show
host, yeah.
Is going to be the MC this year. So that's a pretty big to-do.
Yeah.
So he'll be keeping things moving. But Stormbringer is going to be there. Soul Circus Cowboys. Sierra June's going to be doing not only the national anthem, but she's going to do something at the end of the day as well,
cool.
Which is very cool to see how she's blossomed and she's done, you know, with her autism and just gotten that out there for people that are on the spectrum. So it's not just a musical event. It's
a community event.
It's a community event that's elevating everybody.
Mm-hmm.
The Alan Carman Project is going to be there. The Hazies, Make It Till the Morning, Brother Brownlow's going to be there.
Yay, Frank.
Exactly, our president of BLS. Push Button Rocket, Sarah Diamond and the Soul Miners, Janelle Sadler, Roger Bartlett, and Deborah Miller and Greg Patrick.
Whew.
So,
a lot
of
people.
And for $40?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah. And it's a beautiful place.
What is that,
place?
Like $1 a song or something?
Yeah.
I mean.
Not even. And it's in a great venue.
Well, the thing about the venue, too, that a lot of people, I don't think that we've talked about it enough. Yes, this benefits seniors, and
right.
That is our focus. But it's all-encompassing. You know, we've got, like I said, Sierra with autism. But how many people knew that the Bay Borough is owned and operated by veterans?
Yeah.
Come on, get out there and support them.
Yeah.
There's a wall that when you go
in
there.
And they do a lot for the community.
That's what I'm saying. You can go in, whether it's during Hearts and Hope or any time, and you can purchase a drink for a veteran. And they put it on the wall so that when a veteran comes in, they're treated better than our country treats our veterans.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love
so
that.
So it's not only, it's, you know, we've had it at other venues, and that benefited an owner.
Right.
But this benefits veterans serving veterans who served us.
Yeah.
So it's literally an all-encompassing thing that it'll be worth getting up early and being there.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. It's some parts is indoor, some parts is outdoor, which is nice, whichever you prefer.
And there is running water and air conditioning and beer. I think, didn't they make 2 special beers for us
Yeah,
this year?
Something like that. So that's kind of cool. So where can they get tickets again?
It's called mytbtickets.com.
Perfect. And I'll put that in the show, but I think you better just do it now, because I know as of this morning, they sold a whole bunch of tickets.
I was just going to say, people at the last minute, you know, waiting to see, you know, what am I doing, or what's the weather going to be like?
Yeah.
And, oh my gosh, that's this weekend? I mean, I even said that when Tara was like, okay, see you at 9 o'clock on Sunday. And I was like, this Sunday? I've only been planning it for a year with her.
Okay, Linda,
we're riding together. Okay. There you go.
So it's all good. All right, so something else I want to talk about today is your new business. So
Born on Your Patio.
Born on My Patio. So what is the name of it? And tell us all about everything you're doing.
Okay. So I'm basically doing everything I've been doing for 7-8 years. It's just we've put it under the umbrella of Integrity Elder Care Management, LLC. So it's real.
Cool.
Yeah.
So tell our listeners what you do, what care managers do.
Okay.
Because I think a lot of people don't even have an idea there is a care manager.
Right. Care managers come in to help a family or to help a senior to take the overwhelm out of aging. My focus, I believe that every care manager has the same focus, and it is to elevate the life of a senior.
Mm-hmm.
And take
But it's not just the senior,
stress.
It's the family too.
Yeah, take the stress off the family, because whether the family, for me, the clients that I have now and that I've had in the past, it could be that the family is local, but it's that sandwich generation.
Yeah.
So, you know, the daughter or the son or the niece or the nephew who's the power of attorney and the decision maker, as much as they might want Linda to be cared for well, they've got kids at home that are overbooked for, you know, soccer. And
both parents work these years.
And they're working. And, you know, they've got to get their kids to all their activities. Well, how do you fit in work, a career, a marriage, your children? Oh, now we got to take care of mom. And that is ever increasing, that sandwich generation. And they want to do it, but they're so overwhelmed.
Well, what do? You go, you need to look up something. You go Google it. So much stuff comes there. You don't even know where to start or where to do.
Not only you don't know what to do, I think that everything on my caregiving journey with Daddy, you can Google something, but somebody can pay to get bumped up in those ratings,
right.
And you don't really know. You don't have a relationship with whoever you Google. So where Google is helpful, especially like last night at the beach, like, which one is that? The guy's like asking us, which planet is that that's over the moon?
Right.
We don't know. We don't have to know, and we can Google it.
Right.
But when it's something so intimate as taking care of somebody and making sure that they get the right services that I've talked about this for years, whether it's memory care. You know, art and quartz is all they do. So they know what they're doing.
Right.
Somebody else might have a really beautiful chandelier in the front of their building.
Right.
And so the family walks in and goes, well, this must be the best memory care, because look at that chandelier and look at that fireplace.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Mom and Dad are never going to see that chandelier again until they come out on a gurney or until they come out on a stretcher to go to the hospital because they've fallen.
Yeah.
And that is the reality of it. And families do not know. I didn't know until 2 years into this industry that you don't really have to have much of a certification to be working those memory cares. You just have to have a lock on the door. And
very
so families don't know that. So as
right,
a care
but you
manager,
do. And
I have
other care
correct.
Managers know in their area. I mean, you've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
You know all the in Pinellas County alone, I think there's like 300 home health care companies.
Right.
Now, I know some very reputable ones, but I know some other ones that...
Yeah.
So how do you know that?
Being an insider, and it's relationships. It's 100% relationships. You know, do I know everything? No, I don't have to.
No, but you know somebody who does.
I do know the people that I know have integrity that will do the right thing for the family. And a care manager, that is not somebody who's going to be, you know, earlier your guest was like, well, you know, and now I'm the accountant and I'm this and I'm that. No, I arrange to make sure that Sean Scott gets lined up with my family to make sure that all their stuff is in place.
You're going to give them a lot of shortcuts they would never know about.
Correct. And
maybe about benefits they might not know about.
I was just going to say, so many people don't know that there are veterans benefits out there. And just because a company is affiliated to take those benefits, you know, peel back the onion. I've been in the industry and I know what goes on behind closed doors.
Yep.
I know who the good players are. You're not buying a building when you decide where you're going to have mom or dad finish out their life.
Right.
It's the care team that's there.
Exactly.
And knowing people like Bernadette, who's been in the industry for 20 years, she has a proven track record.
Yeah.
So when the problems come up, and they will.
Of course.
I never, you know, people say, you know, you've been in sales all your life. Well, I don't know of a job that's not sales.
Right.
I don't care whether you're the
pastor.
It's me, I
sell myself.
Whether you're a nurse, whether you're a teacher, you need to make those students listen to what you say, or your parishioners
right.
listen. But I think what the salesy part of it is when somebody promises you the moon and, you know, it's, this is going to be perfect and we're always going to be there and there's never going to be a problem and we're the best and,
right.
you know, we can do everything soup to nuts. Well, no, you can't.
No.
Be honest with people.
Please.
Have some integrity and own it. So when a problem comes up at Arden Courts, I know that Bernadette will stand in there or Donna will stand in and they'll fix it.
Right.
They'll own it and they'll fix it. Whereas maybe in another building, somebody who is afraid of getting in trouble, they're going to put it back on the family.
Yeah.
You know, or if it's an if
well,
it's a home care company.
There are some places that all of a sudden they go, wow, we got memory care.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Nobody's been trained. They're on the third floor locked up. Oh, that's really good for someone that has memory issues.
Yeah.
To be locked up on the third floor.
Yeah.
And but other people, they don't know. They just
they
don't know.
We don't know what we don't know until we're faced with that life situation. And I think that as a care manager, all the life situations from taking care of daddy, and then all the very, very deep relationships with you. I mean, neither one of us got into this.
No.
23 years ago.
It's all about family.
Yeah. You were the girl who sent out cards, and I was the candle girl.
Yeah.
You know, and Catherine was the makeup lady.
Yeah.
And now all three of us
yeah,
in this
change.
Industry serving seniors. It wasn't our choice. It
yeah.
was God's choice. In my opinion, it was God's choice. So having that insider information of...
And having that team to work with. So
to
I
rely
mean,
on.
You can call Lisa Keith.
Yes.
All right. So I'll tell you, when I first started this show years ago, there's a company called A Place for Mom. And I had looked into them when I was looking for a place for my mom. And all I did was get... tons of mail from all different places and tons of telemarketer calls. That didn't help
that
me.
Was this most salesy thing. In fact, the person who's with me right now, Eileen, that we were at the beach, and you met her before.
Yeah.
She came to the Delivered with Heart Awards then when Lisa had nominated me for those. She worked for A Place for Mom. And
oh,
like she said, she got absolutely no training. What she had was a list of how much commission she would make for steering people into different things. And that's how she got paid.
Right.
So it wasn't about Linda and Linda's mom's needs. It
right.
was about, okay, wait a minute. I'm going to make this much money if I refer her and push her into this.
Right.
Whether it was right for mom or not. And those people are not even local. They've never been in the properties.
Yeah.
So they're
and
looking
over,
at a
they go
price
away.
Tag.
Yep.
And that's the same thing. That's the most salesy thing that there can be.
I mean, and what's this is your most precious commodity you're working with, your loved one. And so we have people like Lisa Keith and Frank Pascoe who will come and meet with you. And they're people that do this all over the country, not just here.
Correct.
Who will come and meet with you and see what your finances are, let you know if there are some things available. They are the people that babysit these communities.
Right, they know what's going on
right.
behind closed doors.
They know when new communities open, they know when management changes.
Exactly, and that is what it is. You need to know what people you're dealing with. You know, you could be just because you have elder attorney or you specialize in elder law, well, you know what, guess what? That doesn't mean that you're doing the best
right.
for the client or
right.
for the ward. Whatever it is, in-home care, whether it's getting your probate together, or not your, excuse me, your probate, avoiding probate by getting your trust together, knowing who has a great personality that's going to mesh with mom, because that's a big
yes.
step.
Yes.
You know, pre-planning for a funeral, nobody wants to talk about that.
Right.
But being in the industry, you know who is going to sit down with that family and not feel like, now that we've had the talk, I'm dying tomorrow.
Right.
It's the same thing with hospice.
And hold them by the hand and not be shoving the down their throat. You know, I can remember one time Frank Pascoe, this guy wanted to move into one of these communities, and he was like $300 a month short.
Yeah.
So Frank got him a job there as a piano player.
Nice.
Like, I love that.
Creative.
So these
Something
are the people
creative.
I want to work with that are going to
yes.
hold you by the hand. And
it's not just about the money.
It's not about the sale.
Yeah.
It's about finding the best thing for
it's
you.
It's about the integrity and knowing that You know, I've talked about this. Anybody who's known me for, you know, whether I've been in this industry or even prior, is that I'm not looking for a one-night stand.
Right.
I'm looking for an ongoing relationship that when my kids, whether it's my son who's with the county or my daughter who's got my granddaughters, when they look at the legacy that I'm building, they can look at it and know that what grandmother did was the right thing. It might not have been something that made money for mom,
right,
or grandmother,
or it might not have been the easiest.
And right, the difficult conversations.
Because some clients are, you know, have more issues, and they're much harder to deal with than others. You got to be just like caregivers.
Well, there's nobody comes to care management. You know, a lot of it is family dynamics.
Yeah.
You know, I love Linda. But you know what? Growing up, Lynn and I, Mom and I, yep, didn't have a good relationship.
Exactly.
But I love you. I want you taken care of. I don't want anything to do with you because mentally, what you did to me for the first 60 years of my life.
Right. And that's okay because you can come in as an outsider.
I can be the outsider.
And kind of work with them together.
And form a bond. On my page today, it came up, I think I told you about this, that 7 years ago, was my very first care management client from 8 years ago. And Laura had posted of Hazel on 7 years ago yesterday about how we healed her mom and her relationship. She was an only daughter. She was long distance. And there was a lot going on there.
Yeah.
Grandmother had not been kind. Nobody in the family really wanted to be around Hazel, and yet Hazel was a Christian. She started the Bible study at the Fountains.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't mean, yeah.
But her disease made her just not nice to be with, which sometimes happens.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes with dementia, people
become...
I'm not
so good at being sick.
Right, and when the brain is dying. So
yeah,
that posted, but yeah, that healed that relationship. And all of her living relatives were here for her 95th birthday at the beach.
And isn't that the most important thing?
And
not to be at her funeral?
Exactly. They had moments of joy and healed a lot of stuff, and it was because we got to have a relationship, and I saw that her daughter loved her and
you
wanted
the
very
buffer.
Best for her. Exactly. And also, I could be the bad guy. So
right.
That when things, you know, when she... she was, yeah, when she was not... If
nice.
She had a UTI,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, she, you know, take the cane and whack people out of her way, you know? It didn't have to be the daughter to stand in there and be at the appointments, which she couldn't be.
Right.
You know,
right.
8-9 years ago, we didn't have Zoom medicine.
I want the daughter to have the opportunity to be the daughter.
Thank you.
Yeah. To be the daughter, not
yep.
to be the caregiver.
And
now you're involved in mom's care, yes.
And they have, and that's another thing that's a misnomer that people think, oh, so your power of attorney over all these people, you have all their money?
No
it's a difference
a
than
guardian.
A guardianship.
Right.
I am a guardian, but this is different. A care manager, the final say is always with the power of attorney. I'm simply a resource to give them the choices, the best information of the path, so that they have dignity and respect. I'm overseeing eyes on the day-to-day care, seeing what's coming down the pipe, because even if you're the best daughter or son in the world and you're living locally, if you're in the sandwich generation, on a day-to-day basis, you cannot keep up with what's going on,
no.
And you're not going to notice what's coming down the pike.
Right.
So
it's not
going to
be good for your mom or your kids
right.
or your family.
Having the discussion, you and I are both with Accent Care on the board of directors, having the discussion about hospice sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
People don't realize that just because you use the H word does not mean that
death.
Tomorrow you're dying.
Right.
You know, Daphne's talked about this for years, that her father graduated on and off of hospice
yeah.
several times.
People don't even know they can do that.
Yeah. They think that, you know, okay, if I sign up for hospice, tomorrow I die.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're giving up now because...
Yeah.
We're just done. That is not what hospice
no.
is. That's if you plan life well and you have good people who know what they're doing in every segment, you have a better journey.
And you need to educate your children. I need to say to my kids, if I'm ever really sick, please call hospice.
Yes.
I will not be upset about
and
it.
That's, and you sooner know, rather
because,
than later.
You know,
take care of
many
all
of
the
our
benefits.
Older generation Hospice was a dirty word.
Yeah, it still is for a lot of professionals.
Nursing homes, communities were dirty words because they thought it was like one flew over the cuckoo's nest kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's not what it is.
Well, one flew over the cuckoo's nest is trying to do everything yourself without the skills and the knowledge and the input. You know, if I break my arm tomorrow, I'm not going to sit at my house and put it back together myself.
Right.
And because my kind neighbor, you know, she cares about me and she can make great chicken mushroom soup casserole.
And she has a sling.
Yeah. So she's going to diagnose, no, I'm going to get to the best orthopedic and I might not know who that is. So I'm going to reach out to my network of home health people and say, who is the best person? Get me in.
Right.
And having those relationships. Yeah. When I call in as Michelle Lowak, it's like, okay, our first available dental appointment for our new client is 95 days. Well, great. That doesn't help my broken tooth now. So now I'm calling back to, you know, Amy, who worked at that dentist office or who still works at the dentist office and says, Amy, I can't wait 91 days. There's got to be an opening. Well, guess what? There was an opening.
Yeah.
You know, and it is 100% relationships.
Sometimes it is who you know.
1,000%.
All right, we're going to take a little break now and hear from our wonderful partners. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Cures Radio.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410. To locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Introducing the life-changing Footbar Walker.
I'm Peggy from Danville, Kentucky, and I'm 91 years old. The Footbar Walker revolutionized my care of George. It absolutely benefits the patient and the caregiver both, and that's the beauty of it. It's so easy to use. It folds up just like a dream. I got it in and out of the car without any effort at all. The saving that I made from having to put him in a nursing home came to about $192,000.
Does someone you love use a walker? Do they struggle to get up from a seated position? Are you a caregiver dealing with physical pain and stress as you help your patient? The Footbar Walker was designed to assist not only the patient, but also the caregiver. Patients have more control standing up, and no lifting from the caregiver is required. See how it works at thefootbarwalker.com. That's thefootbarwalker.com. Peggy, would you recommend the Footbar Walker?
Do I ever? I would not be in the health that I'm in today at this age had it not been for the Footbar Walker.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I just love listening to her.
That's awesome.
Do I ever? So where can our listeners find you, Michelle?
Let me see, on Facebook.
Yeah, and what's your phone number?
727-641-5483.
All right, so consider a care manager, and if you just know a friend that's like going through a tough time trying to manage everything for their mom, their dad, their spouse, whoever it is, it's worth a conversation. Just at least have the conversation. So I want to remind you of support groups. There's support groups that I do, there's support groups that Kate McCarty does, there's support groups that St. Anthony's does, there's support groups that... Look on my website under events. There are a lot of support groups. Take advantage of the support groups. I have a new group starting probably next month or the month after, and it's going to be called IFS. IFS, which stands for I Fly Solo. Because I'm finding a lot of my caregivers, their loved one passes away, or some have just been divorced after 50 years, or have chosen to be by themselves, and now need to know about resources and do some socialization and things like that, because I feel very heartbroken for the caregivers who have been a 24/7 caregiver for years and years and years. Now their loved one's gone. They don't even know what their middle name is.
Yeah.
It's, and they haven't taken care of their stuff and taken care of themselves. So that's one of the things we're going to do, and I'll be talking about that more at the conference. Want to let you know that Sages has two shows coming up. Phony Baloney, Saturday, April 22nd from 2 to 3 at the Catherine Hickman Center in Gulfport. And Saturday, April 15th from 2 to 3:30 at the Comedy Center in Dunedin. So if you want to register, you have any questions, you can go to Sages Theater. That's SagesTheater.org. Or you can phone 727-536-7076. One of the things I want to remind you about, there are many resources in the community, especially at the Disability Achievement Center. You can get...
Love me some Jody.
Oh my God, she's so fabulous.
She's the best.
She's so fabulous. She's been doing so much work with the Moby mats to be able to, for people to be able to go on the beach that have wheelchairs and whatever. But you can get diapers there, adult diapers. If you can't afford them and you need some help, you can get them. The number is 539-7550. The same thing with equipment, walkers and all things like that. So, or if your loved one has passed and you have a walker, don't put it in the garbage.
No.
Somebody will pick it up and drop it off, and it'll go to somebody that would not be able to afford one. So tune in next week. Hopefully Lynn will be back, but you never know. She might be out gallivanting. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
Thank you, Lynn.